Chapter 13. A Sister's Promise. 6 months have passed, and the police have not arrested me. That was because Smita fought for me like a mother fights for her children. She found out that the police were not looking for the person who killed a robber on the train. Nobody had even heard of the robber. The quiz company tried to say that I was cheating, but Smita proved them wrong with the DVD. After 4 months, I got the prize money. Not quite a billion. The government took some. They called it a quiz show tax. The company producing Who Will Win a Billion did not make any more television programs because they had no money left. So I was the first and the last winner on the show. Prem Kumar died 2 months ago. The police say that he killed himself. Perhaps he did. Or perhaps the people who ran the quiz show killed him. I do not know. Salim has got the role of a 17-year-old college hero in a film. He thinks that the producer is a man called Mohammed Butt. But it is really me. My dearest love is with me in Mumbai. Mrs. Neeta Mohammed Thomas is now my wife. Smita and I are walking along Marine Drive by the sea. My car and its driver are following us slowly. I want to ask you something, I say. Why didn't you tell me immediately that you were Gudiya? Because I wanted to hear your stories and find out the truth, she says. And I soon knew that your stories were true. When? I ask. When you told me my story. And you didn't realize that it was me listening to you, she says. Now, can I ask you a question? Of course, I say. Why did you throw up a coin the evening that I first brought you home? Smita asks. I was asking myself, can I trust her? I explain. So I let my lucky coin decide. Heads, I was going to tell you everything. Tails, I was going to say goodbye. So you believe in luck? She says. I smile. No. Look at the coin. I take it from my pocket and give it to her. She looks at it and turns it over. It's got heads on both sides. Yes, I say. It's my lucky coin. But I don't believe in luck. I take the coin from her and throw it into the air. It goes up, up and up, then drops down into the sea. Why did you throw it away? She asks. I don't need it anymore, I say, because luck comes from inside a person.